Mikey needed her every bit as much now as he had when he was 8 years old. Oh well. And now she was out front his house, tooting her horn impatiently. Mikey leaned over to give Friday a final nuzzle on the top of his head, and Friday leaned up into Mikey's hand with his little skull and damp nose. Mikey opened his front door, single suitcase in hand. The smell of the warm spring air was luscious, magnificent, soil and sprouts. Mikey could pick out the different aromas of individual blooms, dogwoods, hyacinths, bluebells, lilacs, lunarias. He could picture his forsythia in full bloom, exuberant and banana yellow, Gustav Holst's Jupiter Sweet. Mikey felt buoyant, dizzy with euphoria. He was going to see his friends. He sniffed the air in long and hard, greedily. "We are late! Hurry up! What the hell are you doing?" Alice hollered at Mikey from her jeep, tooting her horn to animate him. Mikey stepped off his porch and started to make his way up the short paved path to the sidewalk, the little wheels of his suitcase scraping noisily behind him. "I was just waiting," Mikey called back to Alice. "What for?" Alice said. "Come on, you slowpoke." She tapped her jeep's horn again, a cheery little rhythm. God, she was annoying. "Waiting for you to tell me what to do," he called back. Mikey felt a glorious warmth spread over his cheeks. This was how his doctor had said it would happen. Visual perception of light would be one of the last things to go. But Mikey didn't have to see the light to know the sun was on his face. That word, love, it was scary and outlandish to him. But what was life if not a long series of scary and outlandish things you did and said and asked of your heart so you could carry the wild and unreasonable hope that someday someone would hold your face and say, "You are perfect. You can rest now. You were always perfect to me." Not because you were even remotely close to perfect, or brave, or strong, or even very good, but because you had been very dear friends for a very long time. This concludes the reading of The Gunners, a novel by Rebecca Kaufman. Copyright 2018 by Rebecca Kaufman. This book was read by Michael David Axtell. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with Counterpoint Press, LLC, and was produced in 2018 by Blackstone Audio, Inc., which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio, Inc. If you would like to obtain a monthly update telling you about new releases, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. For a complete listing of our titles, visit our website at www.downpour.com. Thank you.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.